Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, I'm really pleased to say that after taking a bit of time out for solo projects, Bioga are back together. And we have a full lineup here in Studio 8 today. Niamh Dunn, Eamon Murray, Sean O'Graham, Damien McKee and Liam Bradley. It's great to see you all in such fine fettle today. Your new album is out now and it's called Phases. It's a really fine piece of work. Well done. We'll chat in a moment. But first, a song from the album. This is Anne Bonny. Love that, Anne Bonny. Eamon and Niamh, come over here to chat with me. Niamh, that song about Anne Bonny, you wrote it from the lyrics. I'm guessing that she was a pirate.
She was, yeah. So there are very few female pirates on record in history, and she's one of them. And actually, the most of the women female pirates are Irish. So whatever that says about us as a nation, I'm not too sure. But I thought she deserved a song. I think her story is fascinating. And she dressed in men's clothes and took to the high seas. And yeah, she was an amazing woman. And there's a line in the chorus about the passing bell, which is the bell that would be rung to symbolise or to signal who was to be hung on the gallows. So yeah, it's quite dark, you know. But she managed to escape the gallows anyway because she was pregnant. So she was a wily woman. She's an incredible woman.
Yeah, great. And a great song. Eamon, it's fantastic you're all back together. Bioga, you took a bit of a break. What were you all doing separately?
We were pandemicking separately, I suppose. We were flat out in 2019, then we had 2020 all kind of mapped out. And then we ended up bringing out a couple of records into that weird abyss that we were all in. So just then, it took us till now really to get together and to get the energy really to bring this album out. We had kernels of ideas that we had started, and you know, I suppose just between life taking over and Niamh had a solo project, a solo album that she brought out, and I had my hands full with at that time a 3.5-year-old, and so we were just kind of doing life, you know, and it took us a while to get it together. So thankfully now is the time.
And the album is great. I want to ask you about a couple of the tracks on it. Tradfather, it's a great tune. And the video, it's pretty tongue-in-cheek. What's going on there?
I suppose over the years, we have never been the purest's cup of tea, shall we say. And we had experiences over the years where you would be in contexts where you could see the purists being there against their will. And even the idea that we should really kind of play on that. Sometimes you could see them squirming in their seat if we would play a blue chord or something that would be kind of, God forbid, you would change from one time signature to the other. So we decided to sort of recreate those experiences and wrap the ball up into one video where you can see the trad father, who is not based on any person in particular, but he's coming to a Bioga gig against his will. And it goes from there. So it was good crack to do.
Yeah, it's great fun. And there's a voice at the end of another track called Shore Road Punk. Whose voice is that?
So that's a set in honour of our dear friend Paddy Punk Devlin, who was a really good friend of the band's. And probably there's any musicians that are out there listening today would know Paddy. He was a brilliant man, and he passed away very sadly of motor neurone disease a few years ago. So it's his voice at the end of that track. He was a mighty man who knew his music inside out, and everybody loved him, and really good crack as well. So I just thought it was really nice that we got to honour him in that way on this album.
It's really special, actually. And listen, the choices for the album, who brings what to the table and who gets to decide what makes the final cut?
It's very diplomatic. I suppose we all, but if we're buzzing off it together, all five of us, then it's always a good start, you know. And that's, if somebody's not feeling it, I don't think we ever drive on and say that this is my piece of music, I want it on the record. It always just kind of either locks in or it doesn't.
Would you say? You kind of know pretty quickly if something is working or not. But the other thing is, we're not afraid to try things, and if it doesn't work, to be able to just let that go and to be able to just go, okay, move on, whatever.
Yeah, nobody gets really emotionally tied to a lot of it, or there's no hard lines, I think, with anybody, that sometimes an idea can go one way, and then someone says, why don't we try it another way? And everybody has to, we're open-minded enough to go and switch lanes, you know. So it works that way, and I think that the album's very much assembled that way, that we sat around, the five of us, trying to bounce ideas off each other, and if the energy was good and the vibe was good, we'd be like, right, okay, that's one, let's move on, you know, and keep the energy up, you know.
And you worked with a producer. Who is he? And in a sense, what did he add to the project for you? How important was he in it?
Alex Borwick, he's absolutely fantastic. We really love him, and he did such great work. Himself and Sean Oak worked very closely on producing the album together. And having an extra set of ears, pair of hands, all of that is kind of vital as well to, you know, just to kind of have an overview of everything. And we're really lucky to get him because he's so busy. So we were delighted to have him to produce the album as well.
Yeah. And he get well soon, Alex. We'll just say he's lay up at the minute, but he's recovering well. So we're looking forward to getting back and doing more with him in the future.
Great. We'll send him our best wishes. And Niamh, I know we spoke earlier, you had your solo stuff and your Music Network tour. Sean Oak was with the Bothy Band. But is it lovely being back with Bioga and looking forward to gigs together?
It is. You know, I think having the break and going off and doing different things was really important to the band in terms of, as Eamon was talking about, getting that energy back. And I think we're all really excited to be back together after the few years. And I also think that, you know, we keep coming back to each other. Even after all these years, it's like, you know, we keep wanting to make music together. And I think there's a gift in that. I think there's a bit of magic in that.
Yeah, totally. It's the easiest part often, particularly at the minute, you seem to spend so many hours, you know, making content or making videos or doing this, that, or the other, social media, websites, blah, 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 blah. And it's conversations about the actual playing of the music. And that's exhausting. And then when we get together to play the music, it's like, okay, it's like, this is what it's all for. So like, there's always when the five of us get together and get on and play live, it's like, that's, you realize what all the effort outside of that is for, you know.
I could sense that and see it, like you just all get on so well, and you really look like you're having a fantastic time, which
good,
is great.
That's it. Acting, Miriam. Acting.
Yeah, well, I was absolutely convinced. No, it's fantastic. Well, look, Niamh and Eamon, all of Bioga, thanks so much for being here today. The album is out now. It's called Phases. You're headlining the Forest Flat stage at Forest Fest on Saturday, the 26th of July. Tickets are available from forestfest.ie, and you have a big tour coming up all over the place. I'll just mention Belfast's Mandela Hall on November the 21st and Vicar Street in Dublin on November the 22nd. All details are on your website, biogamusic.com. You're going to play again, which is a treat. Thanks so much. And this is Subject to Change.